other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live, going out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave at 94.75 during the day, 32.10 at night from 9 to midnight Central. And, of course, going out on the web at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got a free speech in Austin, Texas update coming up for a few minutes. The next segment we'll also get to all your calls. I still haven't gotten to Putin wants to strip Russians of voting rights. Israel plans large-scale Gaza operation. Federal scientists search for missing H-bomb. ABC News. Mount St. Helens, second highest level of alert. May blow big, may blow small, may not blow at all. Truckers, toll takers, bus drivers recruited for Homeland Security. Toll roads will be checkpoints. And a lot more coming up. We'll also talk about a little bit about the phony debate. Right now, let's get to some more of these callers. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, thanks for holding.
That's not a problem, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
This is Tim from Truth, teaching and researching United States treasonous hierarchy, and I am proud to be a member of Alex's army.
Well, we're all side by side, my friend.
That's right. I want to talk to you today about this Heartwood Institute. What do you know about this? Out of Pennsylvania.
I am not familiar with it. It rings a bell in the distance.
If I can read a quick, 30-second press release from these people that was on the radio here, and read between the lines and tell me what you hear. The title of the story was Crime Prevention Initiative. Ohio Attorney General Jim Petro is trying a new approach to crime prevention. The pilot program,
so it's an anti-gun, anti-violent, pre-crime, tattletale squad system.
Worse than that.
Well, go ahead and finish reading it.
The pilot program is called Start Smart and places a volunteer from the Attorney General's office in, get this, a kindergarten, first or second grade classroom. For 1 hour each month, during the hour, the volunteer will read children's books to students from the Heartwood Institute, which focuses on a curriculum to teach kids to be better people. Now, you're talking about kindergarten, first, and second grade kids here. They
well,
hear more about
sir, with Head Start and all these programs now, under the new Freedom Initiative, they're going to forcibly psychologically test twice. They'll have police in every primary school already do up in the 7th and 8th grade for a full semester in most public schools. They openly have them write dossiers on their parents. They have the little old lady that comes to the 3-year-old door, knocks on it, wants to help mom, make sure she's doing things right. Really a spy for the government. This is openly to break up the family, sir.
Right. I got on their internet and I was looking through some of the members, and it's people from media and food banks and
But I wonder what's in these books. I guarantee you.
Market research.
Are there guns? Tell your teacher now.
Right.
What does mommy take lots of pills?
That's exactly what I was reading.
Is anyone mean to you?
Because a first, second, or kindergartner, they're interested in Happy Meals and Barney and recess. They don't even know what crime is.
Well, it says in the press release to stop crime. Well, you've got to turn them into little wards of the state immediately and identify them and stuff. See, I mean, that's why you got to get your children out of public school. So now there's millions and millions leaving every year. It's accelerating to homeschool, and so now they have federal drills nationwide. Not just in Michigan, where the homeschoolers are all evil terrorists. And then you turn on Judging Amy on TV, and half the shows, it's evil homeschoolers' parents that are really terrorists. See how, and then that's not in reality, folks, but they're creating that perception because they're worried about the exodus out of Egypt.
Exactly. And even the word kindergarten, that's a German word, right? The
that was a German brainwashing technique, yes.
That's what I thought.
It was set up by the Prussians, who have unthinking soldiers. By the way, that's in the encyclopedia.
My sister and her husband are both teachers, and I was trying to warn them about some of the executive order on the Federal Register about how that if we go to a red alert that their kids are going to be scooped up and taken away to FEMA camps, and they look at me like I'm funky.
Well, that was Washington Post, Gannett News Service. It's in police state 3, total enslavement.
I try.
Yep. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, it's all conspiracy theory. Sure it is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Ann and David and Pat and Cheryl and Justin, everybody, your calls are coming up. And I want to get into Ashcroft, likely to appeal Patriot Act ruling. A judge in New York said the sneak and peek to break in your house without a warrant for any reason and take whatever they want or leave whatever they want is unconstitutional. By the way, this just happened to Stanley Hilton, the guy exposing Bush complicity in 9/11, had him on during the first hour, and your station doesn't carry it. You missed it. But also get ready for biometric security in the workplace. Fine survey. Will senators urge to stop the new Super Patriot Act, which also has a national ID card in it, a national ID card to have a job. And we'll also get into Bush and Kerry and the stage debate that is coming up this evening. But joining us is Stefan Ray. And the reason this is an important story is that from Indianapolis, Indiana, to Denver, Colorado, they're now announcing they're going to shut it down there, to Houston, Texas, already happened, to Austin, Texas, all over, every week or two, I see an article where they're shutting down or trying to shut down Access TV. Where any of you can have a show, any of you libertarians, conservatives, Orthodox, Jews, whatever, baseball teams, you know, whoever locally can have a show. And the birthplace of it is Austin, Texas. It was born 31 and a half years ago. Just had our 31st anniversary a few months ago, 6 months ago, here in Austin, Texas. The idea happened here. It's the birthplace of it. It's where I got my start. I still do a show twice a week there. And we thought it was just some fools wanting to regulate it and get rid of some channels and control things. It got worse and worse and worse. A lot of stuff we found we can't even talk about, folks. It's unbelievable. Time Warner involved, all this incredible stuff. And so now to tell you what happened in court yesterday, because he's got all the documents, he was there. Stefan Ray, who produces several good shows here locally, one of them Democracy Now. Stefan, I mean, this has been quite a soap opera, as the one newspaper said today, but fill people in on this saga and then what happened yesterday that our lawyer said he had never seen in decades of practicing law.
Okay, well, I guess, do you want me to first explain the why we were in court in the first place?
Well, I mean, just in a nutshell, like you're talking to the jury, just give them a rundown of how we got into this, what we discovered, how the rabbit hole just gets deeper and deeper, and then, yeah, what happened in court yesterday?
Okay, well, this all started on a nice summer day back in July when none of the producers really had any inkling, or maybe very few of the producers at HTV had any inkling that there was anything wrong, and they called this producers forum in the evening on July 22nd. And myself and a number of producers, not all, but a good number, went over to the station and found that the executive director and a couple board members and the programming director were locked inside the main studio, and they were basically issuing their new edicts about
And this had been advertised as a public meeting, and
right.
Always been public in the past.
Right, it had been advertised as a public meeting, so the assumption was that people were going to be basically sitting around the table and having a face-to-face discussion with the executive director and some board members regarding what their new plan was. And many of us had not been informed at all and had no idea what the new plan was. And just briefly, what they
and
said...
And who was running around warning everyone with precision, Stefan?
This character named Alex Jones, who some of you may have heard about.
Remember, I kept telling you it's going to get worse, Stefan, remember?
Right.
But yeah.
So Alex, actually, believe it or not, Alex had a show simultaneously on one of the other channels. ACTV has three channels. So Alex was on one of the channels, and then the executive director and board members were on another channel. So at the same time that they were issuing edicts about these new changes, Alex was on the air live critiquing them as they were being delivered. So it was quite a scene. In any case, when we first got into this, we really didn't have any idea what was going on. We didn't have, I mean, we kind of knew what they were telling us, but what I mean by not having an idea what was going on, we didn't have sort of documented information about what was going on. And so that was really the first step, was to try to figure that out. And even to this day, it's been almost impossible to actually pry anything in writing.
The Attorney General told them to give it to us. The City
right.
Council has.
Yeah.
And we did get a lot of their minutes and stuff. So, they openly admitted they were going to censor and control.
Right. But the source of that information is all coming from the city side, or from the city's websites, or from, I think I probably submitted about maybe a half a dozen open records requests to different people in the city government in an attempt to get information about ACTV. And some of it's been, some of it's been quite useful and important. But backing up a second, so when we started to see what they were doing and what they were doing, what their plan was to rebrand the channels. Right now, we just call them here in Austin Channel 10, 11, and 16. They wanted to take this one channel it has a lot of religious programming on it right now, admittedly, but also any other programs can be on it. And they wanted to mark that as Inspiration TV or ITV. And then they wanted to take another channel and create something called EATV or Education Arts Television. And then they wanted the other channel would be called Free TV. Now, Free TV, they said, would be run just like all the three channels that are currently operating are run.
Meaning
they would boil down the free speech, public access, content neutral, first come, first serve format that we have here from three down to one. Go ahead.
And then they'd use private grants and basically have their own private channel on 16 that we couldn't be on. They told us this.
Right.
And on Channel 11, any group that critiqued or criticized another religion, so you criticize Muslims, you're off. You criticize Christians, you're off. You criticize Catholics, you criticize Protestants, you're off. When their own bylaws said they couldn't, and then we found out that Time Warner was involved with this big group called AMP, offering money to have this change made and to take...
On Channel 15, different channel.
Yeah, exactly. But then to move that programming over to 16, and the whole saga went through, so we started not a lawsuit, but an exploratory deposition, which our lawyer's been very successful with in the past.
Yeah. And that was filed in court on August 25th, so it took us about a month from the time we first hearing what their plan was to begin to sort stuff, get an attorney, and have our attorney take the first step.
And so we went in there yesterday and describe what happened from your own point of view.
Just prior to going into the courtroom, I was with Alex and our attorney, and Alex was actually in the Kinko's getting these some of these examples of the board minutes, you know, enlarged onto these big poster boards. And so we were all excited, you know, we just spent all this money on getting this stuff prepared, and we were ready to go in and testify, and we felt like we had a really good case to make as to why she would be allowed to depose these board members.
Yeah, the latest thing is the executive director put an affidavit into the court, and we knew about it, saying there's never been any changes, no board decisions to control content. We had their minutes blown up giant. So we go in, and here's my view of it. The judge says, no, your request to have the media film this as somebody else had is denied.
Right.
And before we could even talk, she goes, and your motion is denied. Take it from there.
Yeah, and even before Steve Gibbons, our attorney, could say a word, the judge said no. And then and Steve was sort of, he was, I think, caught off guard. He didn't expect that kind of a response. But he immediately recovered and started to probe the judge as to why and to allow him to be able to at least begin to make some arguments. But even while he was making these arguments, she really wasn't paying attention. She had an aide come up. She was talking to this aide.
He was interrupting.
And essentially, what she did say, though, is noteworthy. She did say several times and emphasized that our concerns were not frivolous, which is good. And then she also, her basic argument for not allowing us to have this exploratory or pre-suit deposition was that we had grounds for a suit. And she was basically telling us that we might as well just go ahead and file a lawsuit and forget about this exploratory aspect. And Steve Gibbons' response to her was something like, well, you always... People are always saying that these greasy plaintiff attorneys are just trying to make money, and here I am coming before you with an alternative to an actual lawsuit just to see if there really truly is a basis for a suit.
We want to get him under oath.
Right. Right. We wanted to get under oath statements from five board members and the executive director. So it didn't last very long. I think it was like about 10 minutes.
5 minutes.
There was a lot of people there. There were a lot of supporters there.
The courtroom was packed. And I want to thank you all for coming.
And then we left, and then we continued our discussions about what to do next.
Stefan, you've been talking to our lawyer today. I've been busy.
All day.
You know, getting ready for the show, and we've got some surprises for them. We're not at a point yet to talk about the surprises, are we?
No. No, we're not. But suffice it to say that I've been helping him comb over the bylaws, and we've been discussing things back and forth, and I believe that he is ready to make a move probably later today.
Well,
tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And also, y'all might want to note, too, that in addition to... The legal battle that this battle is also being waged in the court of public opinion, and we've been getting relatively decent news coverage. There was an article in the American Statesman, which is a weekly paper here in Austin, and they did a fair job of.
Now to be clear, they were attacking us first, but we gave them all the documents. I tell you what, let's do a few more minutes, Stefan, and then we'll go to all these callers and all the news.
Okay.
Stay with us, but this is important, folks. We'll be right back. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at PetWonder.com. That's PetWonder.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, I don't want to declare victory on this Access TV thing. It's going on all over the country, but they were already going to have these changes, and now they're in limbo, frozen. But they won't say that they won't now do the changes, and they've hired the management team to do it, and now we're seeing government propaganda programs on the channels, which they're getting grant money for. And so off we go, and on comes the federal government. And that's why this is so important, but it's a window into judicial tyranny. To have a judge say, I don't even want to see what you have, it's just absolutely out of control. But that doesn't matter, because they don't control all the judges.
Stefan Ray, I'm about to go to calls here. I want to thank you for the great job you've done. I want to thank the listeners for showing up yesterday. Anything else you want to add about this?
Well, just that today there are some decisions being made by the City Council for the operation of Channel 15, and that tomorrow, October 1st, is when ACTV is supposedly going to start operating Channel 15. I think that
which is a commercial channel.
Exactly.
So because they couldn't do that to our channels now and kick us off, they're openly admitting they're going to do it later, and they're going to manage a commercial channel with commercials, and that we can't get on. So this private institution that's supposed to manage this for the city is now openly doing the plan B, and we think that's wrong, and we're going to block it. And we're going to take money we've paid in as Access TV members and use it to run Channel 15, and I'm not putting up with it.
And the other thing is, I don't think we still even know for sure what shows that people who have requested shows have been granted yet or not.
Yeah, we've always known in the past for the new series year that happens October 1st. This time they're not telling us.
So a lot of things are converging right now. There's activity happening right now that and things that we're doing and they're doing and the results of which we will start to perhaps see in a day.
We'll be able to tell you a lot more tomorrow or Monday.
Yeah.
Stephen, the key area in that new instrument that you guys have created today is that we've paid money into this, and now they're using it for something separate. I think that's going to be the strongest tip of the spear.
Okay.
If we get a judge that will even listen to it.
Yeah.
There's big money behind this, folks. All right, Stephen, thanks for coming on with us.
Okay.
What time is that coming up at the City Council?
I'm not sure.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, my friend.
Bye.
All right, thanks for putting up with that, international, national listeners. But they're getting ready to take down the net. They're buying up all the AM and FM radio stations. They're across the board, we're losing our venues for free speech at the very moment when people are listening intently like they never have before, when the minds are ready to be unlocked. And it makes me very angry. Ann in New Mexico, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Alex.
Yes.
Thank you. I see the New York Beast had a bellyache and had to spit you out, huh?
Oh, when I was up in New York?
Yeah. Glad you're back.
Yeah, that was something else.
Yeah. Listen, shifting gears, my prayers go with you on that Access TV thing. Thanks, and a comment and a request. You interviewed Anton Chaykin.
I didn't interview Anton Chaykin, and I don't really agree with everything he has to
say.
And that was Erskine filling in for me.
Oh, well, at any rate, I sent in for the book, Children of Satan, and I'm quoting Jeffrey Steinberg here. For Leo Strauss and his disciples, the ignoble lie, disinformation, is the key to achieving and holding political power, and raw political power is the ultimate goal. For Strauss and the Straussians, there is no universal principle, no natural law, no virtue, no agape, and no notion of man in the living image of Yahweh. See, they want to change us into cattle.
Now, that book they're selling actually says that?
Oh, yes. This is a wonderful book. And here,
well,
now,
let me stop you for a second. They say a lot of great stuff. I was at the beach, take off once or twice a year, folks, with my family, Texas Beach, and I went down there at the Funky Beach, and just hanging out and listening to it on the shortwave. And I heard him saying, Kerry's going to save us. And I disagree with that.
Yeah, I disagree, too. But the ideas of LaRouche and some of his writers, Jeffrey Steinberg and Anton, are very good. Now, here's the request. I don't know if she's still alive, but her name is Shadia Drury. Because we have to understand that they're attacking on all fronts, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, of course, the devil. It's Psalm 2. But I would like to understand the intellectualism behind people that are motivating people like William Crystal and Wolfowitz.
Well, we've had his classmate Stanley Hilton on. It's total dictatorship, total ruling class.
Well, her name is Shadia Drury, and she wrote a book called The Political Ideas of Leo Strauss. And also she wrote a book called Alexandria Kohave, The Roots of Postmodern Politics. I wish you could interview her.
Okay, I'll try to do it. Thanks.
And Yahweh bless you.
Thank you, Ann. Appreciate it. All right, we'll come back and talk to David and Pat and Cheryl and others. And and Rick and others, but we'll cover news after that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like Collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
All right, my friends, I'm going to take 5 more calls. I'm going to take them in 10 minutes because I want to spend 15 minutes or so on just a ton of news we've mentioned, we haven't detailed yet. Third hour is always pretty good because we get to a lot of news we didn't cover earlier, but I'm getting better most days to cover it in the first couple hours. We've just been having so many great guests on. Let's go ahead and talk to David in California. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, God bless you, Alex.
Thank you. You too.
Real quick, I just wanted to give you an update on the Disinformation Network, known better as EIB or Rush Limbaugh. In his first hour today, he was talking about CBS News coming out with a story about the draft, and Rush is telling his audience that there's not going to be a draft and this, that, and the other. And I tried getting on. I actually spoke to the screener and was, you know, I was getting grilled pretty good by the screener.
Did you say S89, Internet?
Actually,
introduced Bill.
Oh, I've written Internet articles. As a matter of fact, I've written a couple of them that have appeared on No Draft and StrikeTheRoot.com. I shouldn't bring those up.
No, that's fine. Yeah, those are good websites.
Yeah, I'm a little leery about Strike the Root because I've written some articles regarding masonry and some different things that they refuse to post. But my article, I Feel a Draft, which is on StrikeTheRoot.com, you know, it was spread.
Okay, but getting back to Limbaugh.
point being is that you know, he's and his argument is oh, and besides, these are bills are introduced by Democrats, and you know, here we have a president that hasn't vetoed one bill yet, and we know that if it matters not whether Kerry or Bush get in office, we know that next year we are going to have a universal national service.
Okay, well, let me just stop. There are 12 different bills introduced over the last 2.5 years. Half of them have been introduced by Republicans. It's not a joke by Rangel. It's serious. The Pentagon has reauthorized draft boards. They've increased Selective Service funding.
Correct.
They've had congressional debates and have said we need to reinstate the draft.
Yeah.
They've taken tens of thousands of troops that have already served their time and told them, you have to reenlist.
Correct.
Forced re-upping. That is the purest, most horrible draft you can imagine of those that have already served 3 to 10 years.
And
they're now telling them, you've got to sign up voluntarily or we'll send you back to combat with a compulsory draft. And I know, last night on Fox, I watched a few minutes of TV last night, and it's a conspiracy theory. There's no draft, no plans for a draft. It's all made up. And that CBS that lied about the documents is lying about it again. And then CBS will probably say, yes, we lied.
Well, the whole point of Dan Rather lying about these documents is obvious to make Bush look good. It's not, you know, that I don't understand people when they look at things like this and they see things like this. The whole point of Dan Rather and his disinformation network was to actually make Bush look good, not bad.
Yeah, that whole thing was a giant psyop.
Exactly.
And Rather was already going to retire, and if people just can't figure that out, thanks for the call.
You got it.
You bet. Oh, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So finish up with what the call screener said to you.
Oh, basically, he grilled me pretty good about, well, why do we need a draft? And then he said,
oh, I've already gotten that opinion. Thank you.
Well, no, actually, I really thought I was going to go on the air. I've been on, I've spoke to Rush Limbaugh 3 times over the last 10 years on his show. I actually thought I was going to go on, and then he grilled me more. Why do we need a bigger army and everything? We have a large enough army. And I said, well, you know, how else are we going to fight Iran, Syria, China, North Korea without having a large army? And he said, well, that's not going to happen. And the last thing he said, and besides, where do you get a lot of your information? And I said, look, man, this is all part of the New World Order. And he says, and, you know, of course, as soon as you mention that, I'm a kook, I'm a nut. That's exactly what he said. You know, oh, this is kooky. You know, you'd be better on one of these late night shows and this, that, and the other. Goodbye.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
You got it.
I'll say goodbye now. Thank you. Got your info out. Yeah, that's what happens, and that's what they do, and that's how they operate. And the Secretary of the Army, they told him to resign, Mr. White. I'm no fan of him, you know, Enron fame, even a Bush crime partner involved in setting up, you know, the fake trading scheme. Secretary of the Army. White said we're going to need 400,000 troops is what all the war games and computer programs say. They've got to have them. I mean, they're already drafting troops that have already served, folks. The draft's already here. The bills are introduced. Ah, it's a conspiracy. Let's talk to Pat in Rhode Island. Pat, go ahead.
Yeah, God bless you, Alex.
Thank you. Go ahead.
The National ID card. Do you have a Senate number or a House number about this thing that was going down as of September?
I actually have the bill here somewhere in the stack. I'll try to dig it out in a minute. But it's the new 9/11 bill. It's called the 9/11 bill.
Right.
It's all over the Associated Press and Reuters, introduced last Friday. And then David Dreyer introduced another bill that's for an even worse national ID card, and I predict that's the one that'll pass. They'll give us a fake victory, having the national ID card cut out of the Patriot Act 2 bill, known as the 9/11 bill. It's Patriot Act and a bunch of 9/11 domestic CIA and a national ID card. I predict some of that will be cut out, and then it'll be passed in Dreyer's bill because it's worse.
Okay. One other thing, Alex. Here in Rhode Island, the American Automobile Association, AAA, is a tremendous velvet glove. That when we have 10 offices here in Rhode Island of the AAA, where you go down and use the facilities to order a new driver's license. Any driver's license renewals are done. But when you're 16 to 26, when you go into the AAA to renew your license, a draft card is automatically issued to you.
Yeah, that's done everywhere, sir. That's the Selective Service.
Okay, you know, as in, and you don't have any problem with the velvet gloves handling it? I can see if they'd have some authority.
Well, I do have a problem, sir.
You do? We should. Okay. All right, now, are you going to be able to recite in the next hour that bill number for us?
We've got 20 minutes, and it's in the stack, and I'm going to try to dig it out for you.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Please, I want to push this very hard, okay?
Okay, thank you, buddy. Let's go ahead. It's hard to dig it out, though, while I'm talking to people. I'll try in the next break. I've literally got, just from this week, like 200 articles in front of me. I know it's in there. Let's go. The stack's quite large. Let's go ahead and talk to Cheryl. Cheryl, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Welcome.
Thank you. I don't know. I caught your show a little late this afternoon, but I was wondering if anybody had called in and mentioned to you regarding Michael Medved. Show yesterday.
Did he talk about me again?
Oh, yes, he did. And I'm not a frequent listener of his, so I was just cruising home. But he calls Wednesdays Conspiracy Day. And he mentioned about a gentleman in Austin who refused to get a driver's license with a fingerprint on it, how he went to jail. Then he mentioned Infowars.com and an article that is posted up there regarding the Patriot Act 1 and 2. And I would have to think, and I might be half tempted here to call Mr. Medved sometime today and ask him if he'd like to debate you.
They said they want me on. I want him on. You can give my office number. This is the number.
Okay.
I want everybody to 512-291.
Mm-hmm.
5750. 512-291-5750. And I confronted Medved in the Republican National Convention, and he all got in my face. So he has a conspiracy theory show about video and news articles of me going in and saying I will not thumb scan and being arrested. It's in my film, American Destroyed by Design. How is it a conspiracy that this is part of federal guidelines to force all the states to do it when there's two bills introduced? How is that a conspiracy?
Well, to me it is not.
I don't know. What was he saying? What was he saying?
I didn't listen to him long enough to the point where it was making me ill, but ripping apart just the website itself, so we already know that he frequents your website.
Well, what was he ripping apart?
Well, what you had to say about Patriot Act 1 and 2 was just a bunch of bunk, basically.
Oh, really? I won the Project Censored Award for that. They had a team of 30 professors and lawyers that read it.
And here's another challenging issue. Mr. Bill Bennett has a local radio. He has a radio program also, which comes on our...
What is it, about racehorses?
Bill Bennett, he talks for about 3 hours about what's going on in this world, et cetera, et cetera. I called yesterday morning. Comes on out of Washington early from 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. But anyway, I had called, and the screener said, well, what is it would you like to talk about? And I said, well, Mr. LaRouche. I said, I'd like to hear what Mr. Bennett has to say about Mr. LaRouche, because I, too, received a free copy of Children from Satan, and Mr. LaRouche exposes Dick Cheney and the false documentation that was sent from
okay, so what did they say? We're running out of time.
The screener would not let me on. They said,
ma'am, I got to be honest with you. You don't have to lie, because I don't think lying's good, even though that's all they do.
No,
you
I
have
didn't
to
lie.
Ma'am, you have to call in and just be very vague.
Oh, I was vague.
Yeah.
He wouldn't let me on. They kept me holding, and the screener said, well, what do you want to talk about?
And what else is on your mind?
That was it. I just want to let you know about Michael Medved.
How long did he spend on me?
It had to have been at least a good 10 minutes.
But he did plug Infowars.com.
Oh, yes, he did.
All right, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you calling in with that. Look, that's going to backfire on them, because people go to the site and it's BBC, AP, Reuters, Bills. And then we just write little blurbs saying, please look at Section 213. Please look at Section 802 for yourself. And it clearly says this. And you go look at it, and it says it. And then it says, don't believe our website. We've just saved the bill. Go to thomas.loc, type in the bill number, and check the subsection. Speaking of bill numbers, I need to find that for that guy. I'm actually digging around right now for it. I've got all the news articles about the bill, but I don't say what bill number it is. Try to find that. I wish the newspapers would do that. I actually printed it out, though. It's somewhere here. All right, let's, I guess it doesn't exist. You've all heard them say they've introduced Patriot Act 2 in the new 9/11 bill along with the National ID card, and I heard them, Lou Dobbs calling for it a few nights ago to stop the illegal aliens, which, by the way, aren't part of it and don't have to follow it, but I guess it still doesn't exist. Let's talk to Rick in Nevada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It's an honor, sir.
Good to talk to you. We got to go quick. I got to cover a few news stories.
What do you say to the idea of recall campaigns against or election campaigns for candidates depending upon their stance on the 9/11 coup government?
I think that's a good idea, but you're going to have to remove the electronic voting machines first to do that.
Second part, what do you say of voting for John Buchanan as opposed to boycotting the ballot box?
Oh, yeah, or vote for Michael Perutka or vote for just somebody else.
Last part, Alex, what do you say to boycotting the American media for blacking out John Buchanan's work on the Bush Nazi ties?
And the London Guardian's work and everybody else's. You know, I don't even boycott them. I just don't watch them or buy the products they promote. And I read the transcripts of what they say and then analyze it. But, I mean, you know, it's like tuning in during World War II to listen to the Nazi network and make fun of it and laugh at it and dissect it. Or, you know, laughing at Tokyo Rose. And we should just laugh at it. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. One last call. Ron, New York. Go ahead.
Alex, two quick points. One is on your rant on dehumanization the other day. I sent you an article several weeks ago about that in the New York metro area. I don't know if you read it, but I had that published in a major newspaper here about 10 years ago.
What happened? What are you talking about?
Well, when you talked about dehumanization, American citizenry becoming dehumanized. And
yeah, like a woman's bleeding to death in the street,
yeah,
and hundreds of cars pass her and nobody helps her.
Right.
Yeah.
I had an article published in our major newspaper here about 10 years ago. Losing it in the New York metro area. They renamed it Why Are Folks in New Jersey So Grumpy? But I don't know if you read it. I had mailed it to you about 3-4 weeks ago. But it was the exact same topic you were talking about. And an idea would be, Frank Sinatra has an old song, The House I Live In, and the words are so appropriate. The people that I meet, the howdy and the handshake, but especially the people, that's America to me. That would be a great theme song for you, maybe one day a week, because it fits right in with what you were saying.
Mail it to me.
Yeah, it's an old song. They usually have it on TV. One other point here is that Art Bell had on several times, starting 3-4 years ago, the Russian scientist in Russia dug the deepest hole reportedly ever dug in the earth.
Yes.
It was mailed to him by Reuters, and he had a recording of it.
Yeah, I've heard it. I got to go. I appreciate the call, sir. We're just flat out of time. I know where you're going with that story. I just, digging holes into hell and, you know, hearing all the screams, that's not my bag, folks. Not my cup of tea, not my ball game, it's just not what I do. I'm sorry. Speaking of holes to hell, Mount St. Helens is at the second highest level rating for emergency. The highest level, the next level, is an eruption. It's smoking, earthquakes. That hasn't done this since 1980. They're saying it could blow sky high or just have a small eruption. Got to pray for the folks there in Washington State and surrounding areas. Mount St. Helens caused massive devastation, obviously, in 1980. And it's on track to do something similar to that. Putin wants to strip Russians of voting rights. Straits Times. President Vladimir Putin, seeking to overturn post-Soviet institutions, is about to submit a draft law to scrap Russians' right to elect regional governors. A senior parliamentarian said yesterday, the reform is part of Putin's plan to bolster central authority after a militant attack in Beslan left more than 320 people dead. Regional governors in this battle station will keep the local systems in line. The draft calls for governors to be appointed by the president. But opinion polls showed it was widely unpopular. Critics described the change as central power grab, exploiting the tragedy to increase Kremlin power. Really? I mean, the old Soviet model of, you can elect your own governor, but we have our own regional governor who he has to report to, and all authority is in our appointed governor. Well, they've already done that with the FEMA 10 regions, with these other regional governments. We've got this regional transportation authority in Texas, and they're not elected, and they just said, we're going to put 6,000 miles of toll roads in Austin, and we don't care what you say or what you do. Ha-ha! Another one here, Israel plans large-scale Gaza operation. This is out of Associated Press. Israel's defense minister decided Thursday to launch a large-scale open-ended military operation in Gaza Strip to stop Palestinian rocket fire, so escalations there. Meanwhile, federal scientists search for lost H-bomb, ABC News. Federal scientists take a closer look at lost hydrogen bomb lost off Georgia coast. The U.S. government is leading a team of 20 scientists to check a report of an unusual radiation readings that could be coming from a hydrogen bomb that was lost off the Georgia coast in 1958. Yes, very nutritious. Like the mercury, it's all part of this nutritious breakfast. They say the mercury is good for you. A crippled B-47 bomber dumped the H-bomb in the Atlantic Ocean 46 years ago after the plane collided with a fighter jet during a training flight. Navy divers searched the shallow mercury waters near Tybee Island for 10 weeks before declaring the bomb irreparably lost. But now the 7,600-pound bomb is obviously releasing large levels of radiation. Eat your fish off the coast of Georgia. How delicious. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay with us. Got some key news coming up. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I got a bunch of news I want to cover, but I said I'd air this again. This is a few weeks ago. This has been all over the country, but locally, this federally scripted little piece they did about how they found that mercury is actually good for your child's brain development. New studies show, contrary to the other ones, mercury is now nutritious and delicious. So here that little short clip is.
mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheena Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance. A recent move by the Food and Drug Administration could save your or a loved one's life.
So that's it, folks. You heard it. So mercury's now good for you. I guess lead and arsenic and cyanide are, too. Hitler should have been just fine when he ate that cyanide pill. It should have been nutritious for him, and, you know, he'd have got more energy. This is from Bucks County Courier Times, and it says toll takers, truckers, bus drivers recruited for Homeland Security. And it gets into how they're going to be spying, fighting terror and crime. Remember in my 2000 film, Police State 2000, I showed the 1998 document. We're under highway safety. They're going to build in checkpoints and make high schoolers serve 15, 20 hours a week searching your car. It's in the documents. Well, here it is. Highway Watch began in 98 as a safety program, but turned to national security after September 11, 2001. It talks about just in Pennsylvania, a $19.3 million grant from TSA, from the feds to do that in Pennsylvania. And that's happening all over the country, everywhere. Just amazing stuff that we're facing and dealing with. The whole ridiculous debate's coming up tonight. I mean, I'll probably watch it just to laugh at it and maybe play some clips on the TV show next week and analyze some of it. But they admit, the debate commission admits, the private corporation admits, they've been negotiating for 10 months, they've been doing this since 86 in these debates. The questions and the answers, what they're allowed to talk about in the answers, is scripted and legally agreed upon by a debate team, as one critic said, that by a team setting it up that are sufficient for international peace accords. So people are going to watch this and think it's real as usual. And the media is talking about this some, but trying to put their spin on it because folks have now learned of it. They never talked about it, though, in the last 18 years. Now that people are criticizing it, they're talking a little bit about it and going, well, there is a problem, but at this stage, but what do you expect? I actually saw somebody on CNN say that last night. I actually watched about an hour of TV last night. So that is coming up. We are flat out of time. Great broadcast today. Thanks to all the sponsors, the listeners, the affiliates, the folks running the broadcast up at Genesis in Minnesota. I'm down here in Austin, Texas. And, of course, to God, number one, thank you for the great opportunity to fight the New World Order. I hope that everyone will get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and The Masters of Terror, my two films about 9/11. My book, Descent into Tyranny on 9/11, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. I hope that you will also get George Humphrey's new 9/11 video we carry, Eric Huffman's video we carry, and his book, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or just call toll-free to ask about different specials or different videos we carry, 1-888-253-3139. Please don't wait. We need your support. But number one, it helps get the word out and has a big effect. These films are changing people's lives. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And if you've already gotten my new 9/11 films and in books and stuff, get my new film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. It's excellent. 1-888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless.